time for JB and the General. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Well, welcome in on a Thursday. John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. It's JB and the General. Great to have you with us. And Patton Cook, you said yesterday when we opened the show that it was the calm before the storm, and it is now the day after. And let me just say a couple things. First of all, good morning. How you doing, pal?
Good morning. Doing well, John.
Got a busy day ahead. Got cake duty today.
Busy day ahead.
It's the final countdown to your nuptials, and you got to... Hey, listen, if you don't get the cake right, your whole day is going to be ruined. Get that cake right.
Absolutely. I want to eat good cake, and I want the people to have good cake as well.
I mean, that's what it's all about, man.
I mean, somebody's got to try the cakes today, and I will begrudgingly be that person.
Twist his arm, folks. Yes. He's gonna try the cake. Okay, well, good stuff. Let me just say a couple things. First of all, outstanding job by our meteorologists at News Channel 5 yesterday. Henry Rothenberg, Katie Melvin, and, of course, Bree Smith on the air for hours. I mean, literally hours yesterday, keeping everybody updated and informed on all the severe weather, the tornadoes, the flooding, the traffic issues. I mean, you know, last night was a doozy, and this is a great part of the country to live. I've lived here, I just passed 12 years living here in Middle Tennessee, and I absolutely love it. I love everything about it. But, you know, unfortunately, this time of year, you know, severe weather can become an issue across parts of Middle Tennessee. And you know, we've got News Channel 5 up right now. We're looking at some of the flooding and some of the things that are going on. And let me just say a couple things, man. I'm going to get on my soapbox for just a second. I know a lot of people over the last several years have had a lot to say about the news media, right? How it's slanted one way politically, how it's this, how it's that, fake news, this, that, whatever. But, and, you know, I'll just speak to News Channel 5 just because I work there and I've worked there, but I'm sure the other stations did a great job with their coverage too. You know, I want to give them the respect, but you know, News Channel 5, we were on with our severe weather coverage starting in the middle of the afternoon, and it went straight through past 10:30 at night. We did not take a single break to run a single commercial. You know, our weather coverage was not sponsored by anybody. And we were not trying to put forth any kind of agenda. We were trying to keep people informed, updated, and safe. That was our agenda. We preempted national programming for this. We, like I said, we did not, you know, we never went to commercial to please, you know, our advertisers that advertise with us. This was about serving the community. So say what you want. I'm not going to tell anybody how to think. We're not that kind of show. You know, we don't do that stuff here. We just come on here and goof around for a couple hours and have fun more often than not, because we're talking about sports, right? It's the toy store of life, right? But last night was an example of how the news media can really serve a community. So I hope people understand and appreciate that. That's basically what I have to say about it.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I invite anybody to... Like here, John, our segments are usually pretty equal in everything that we do, 15, 17 minutes sometimes. Imagine doing that for 7 hours, just kind of no breaks, no nothing. Mm-hmm. You're filling.
By the way, no script.
No script or anything.
You are actually doing all this on the fly, updating stuff as it's happening on the fly, live on television.
And, oh, by the way, you've got the stress of trying to save lives, John. I mean, that's not, we're not just saying that. You guys in News Channel 5, all the other TV stations covering the weather last night, literally saved lives by telling people what to do, when to do it, how to do it, in a calm manner. You're not looking to freak anybody out. They do a fantastic job. I echo that. It is, it's exceptional, and in this age that we're in, it's good to have I can't speak for every other city, but here in Nashville, we've got as good of local TV stations as there is, and News Channel 5 right at the top.
Well, it's funny because I mentioned yesterday, you know, I suggested people, you know, download the Storm Shield app. It's free from News Channel 5, and, you know, it helps you track storms in your area via your GPS, and it's free. And if there's nothing going on in your area, it'll leave you alone. And producer Debbie thought that was the most wonderful thing. She was like, John, I was listening yesterday, and you talked about the Storm Shield app. That was so great. Oh, my God.
Company man, John.
Oh, well, just, you know, Debbie, she's so sweet.
Every download, you get a cut, right, John?
Yeah,
that,
I wish.
That hits right into the bonus.
Trust me, if that were the case, every at the top and bottom of every segment, I'd be plugging that damn Storm Shield app. But seriously, it's a great thing to have. Yep. It doesn't cost you anything, and it can be a valuable tool, especially on nights like yesterday. So just wanted to say that. Just wanted to get that, you know, going off the top. I texted Henry Rothenberg to see if he wanted to come on and give us an update. I've not heard back from him. I would imagine he's sound asleep.
Yeah, deep in his slumber.
Right, exactly. So bless his heart. So Henry, if you happen to be listening and you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. I believe you know the number, 615-844-5600, if you want to call us or text us. So what a night last night. My gosh, all kinds of things going on. Jalen Brunson gets hurt, comes back. Knicks win. They're up 2-0 on the Pacers. Kachuk and Pasta duking it out on the ice last night in that Bruins-Panthers game. The Canucks come back to beat the Oilers. Mm-hmm. Say what you want about the Canucks, man. They are a resilient bunch, bro. Because the Oilers, we all know about their top-end talent. Yep. I thought Edmonton was going to go in there and take game one and really take control of this series. It was incredible. My Yankees beat up and destroy and humiliate the rotten, dirty, stinking Astros.
They sent them down to AAA.
Stanton hit a bomb. Soto hit a bomb. Judge hit a bomb. That's what I expected out of this lineup. So I'm happy about that. Braves shut out the Red Sox. Very happy about that as a Yankee fan. So, I mean, all kinds of stuff going on. And, of course, you know, we've got a big weekend coming up. Titans rookies are going to be in town. I'm really looking forward to that. And, of course, we've got Tennessee Vanderbilt on the diamond. Corbin's going to join us at 9:25, about 15 minutes from now. So, man, when I saw Pasta and Kachuk throwing down on the ice, I mean, there were some haymakers being thrown and landed.
Haymakers even after guys were landing on the ice. You had a bit of a skirmish even after one of the guys fell to the ice, and that ended up bringing all the referees together trying to pull each other off of them. But that'll be playoff hockey, baby.
Yep,
that'll be an intense next couple of games. I don't see this one ending before game six, John, of course, with that one getting tied at one apiece last night. But fantastic night. Your Knicks, John, to me, the storyline, and you may or may not like it, it's Reggie Miller and is the referees. And Reggie made a fantastic quote last night. He said, when you're playing in the garden, it isn't 5-on-5, it's 8-on-5.
Oh, you know what? I don't want to hear that. No, you're right. I don't want to hear that. But go ahead. Finish your point.
I'm not here to agree or disagree with anyone, John, but Knicks are getting some calls in this series.
Listen, I'm a New York Knicks fan, okay? For 20 years, we've been garbage. We've been sludge. We've been the gum at the bottom of the NBA's shoe. For anybody out there that thinks, oh, well, the Knicks are good now. We want them to go further, so we're going to give them some calls. Get out of here. Rick Carlisle, you're better than that. Okay?
What's it more even?
The man won a championship with the Dallas Mavericks. He's a darn good coach. He was a good player when he played, too. Mm-hmm. I'm old enough to remember when he played. That's how old I am. But stop your whining. And Charles Barkley said it afterwards on TNT. He said, you expect to get screwed on calls when you're on the road.
Yep.
Play better. How about you put TJ McConnell back in to guard a hobbled Jalen Brunson? I'm glad he didn't, as a Knicks fan. Okay? So there are things you could have done to make that situation better. You had a double-digit lead, and you blew it. Don't blame calls.
I
understand what he's doing because he wants to take the heat, you know, for his players. and this series is about to go back to Indiana. So I know what he's doing, right? And trust me, they're going to get a lot of calls. I'm going to be bitching about calls over the next two games, okay, because the games are going to be in Indiana, all right? I already know. I'm preparing myself, and I'm preparing you, the audience. But come on, dude.
But it's a bit tongue-in-cheek on my Reggie Miller comment, but I thought both him and the New York faithful, they handled it pretty well last night.
Well,
they were chanting FU to him after, and I don't know if you saw the clip of Josh Hart going over the TV broadcast.
Oh, yeah. But, it got on the air.
Yeah, he said, I don't know if you're hearing this or not, but they're saying FU.
Yeah.
Which I know he isn't very popular in New York.
Yeah, but he loves it. He
loves
it. And for him to say, well, when you come into the garden, you know, he handled it. I mean, the guy scored 9 points in 8 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'll never forget that game as long as I live. That was a couple of years before you graced the world with your presence.
Yes.
But that was a nightmare. That was one of those, as a fan, you know, I was your age at the time. I was the age you are now at the time. And then, you know, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that famous game where and
did the choke sign.
Yeah, did the choke sign to Spike Lee. And trust me, Knick fans, we turned on Spike Lee. We're like, hey, pipe down, Spike. Go make another movie.
Yeah.
And trust me, bro, that's one of those losses, and I know you've been there, where you can't sleep the night. You can't sleep that night. You just, you constantly think about it and all that kind of stuff. You know, Reggie was able to handle it, so... You know, I don't want to hear that from Rick Carlisle. I mean, I'm biased. Obviously, I'm a Knicks fan.
No,
but you know, you play, man. Play.
Well, and it's also the fact that it's kind of what the Preds did. They played really well two games in a row on the road in New York, and they've got nothing to show for it. They're down 0-2, and now all the pressure's on them to go back home. And they got to win both, to me, John.
Yeah.
If they split, it's over.
I agree.
Game five is going right back to New York, and the people outside will be hopping and skipping after another win.
Well, yeah, and I mean, but the Knicks are running out of bodies, right?
Yeah.
Brunson, is Brunson? I'm sure he's going to try to play tomorrow night in Game 3. But you know, OG Anunoby, I think he pulled a hamstring. I don't think he's going to be. We're running out of bodies. I was saying before we went on the air. I mean, you're tall. You know, you can get out there and you know, commit some fouls. You got 6 fouls to commit. Just go out there and just do something.
Well,
I'm 5'8". I'm about to turn 54 years old, and I can't shoot. I can't dribble, but I may have to get out there.
Right, and Mitchell Robinson, he's out 6 to 8 weeks
yeah, he's done.
After game one, so I don't see that ending anytime soon.
Bogdanovich is done.
I don't know what you think, John, but this is kind of a Tom Thibodeau kind of team. They kind of break down late.
Because they play so many damn minutes.
Right.
And he does not
no
go
rotation.
Deep into his bench. Yeah. It's taking its toll. I mean, I guess the Knicks will get out of this series. They're up 2-0.
Right.
So, you know, but they got no shot against the Celtics. Speaking of the Celtics, your Cavaliers play game two tonight. Chance to even the series. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you pumped up?
What the people
Come
want
on,
tonight.
Come on, Cavs. Gotta make it happen. Come on, Cavs. Gotta make it happen with your fast break action. Is anybody other than Donovan Mitchell going to step up for you guys tonight?
Probably not. hasn't happened yet. Isaac Okoro has been our number two scorer at this moment and looks to be the only one who isn't afraid of the moment, John.
Wow.
Which really says something. I said it before game one. This series goes and ends with Darius Garland, and it ended in game one. Guy's a shell of himself right now. Loss of all bit of confidence. No Jared Allen. He is unable to lift his arms over his over his head.
He's officially questionable tonight, but it's not likely he's going to play.
No, not likely, and that's not good. Not good at all. To me, I'm not expecting much from game two. Their only chance is getting back home. They're a much better team at home. They have proved that so far. And not saying it'll mean much in terms of this series, but on the road, this team is mentally pretty weak, John. Other than Donovan Mitchell, they shrink all five of them on the floor, all other four, because Donovan Mitchell shows, to me, he's auditioning for his next team at this moment. that's kind of what I'm looking at. And the other four out there, pretty tentative. On the defensive end, they play okay, I think. But when the ball's in their hands and they have the time and ability to shoot, they overthink it and clank it.
Well, you told me something earlier in this segment that I didn't want to hear. I'm going to tell you something.
Let's do it.
That you probably understand but may not want to hear. You're getting what you deserve. You're getting what you deserve. The way you tanked that last game of the season to make it easier on yourself. Think about that. You win that last game, you could be playing my team right now, hobbled, much better matchup. Yep. You know, you got a chance to win that series and go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But J.B. Bickerstaff's more concerned on making out of the first round, trying to make sure that he is back
because
next year.
It sounds to me like Dan Gilbert or whoever told him, he's like, you have to get into the minimum second round of the playoffs. And I think he was trying – it feels like J.B. Bickerstaff was trying to save his own ass. Let's just get to the second round of the playoffs so I can say, here, see, I did it, so I get to keep my job, right?
And I hope Dane Gilbert watched how those seven games progressed, John, because I look at the rest of these teams in the East that kind of got bounced back. How many of them are going to be better next year? A lot of them. A lot of them are young. The Magic are going to be better next year. Yep. Are the Cavs
going to
be?
Pacers are going to be better. Yep. I think the Knicks are going to be better when they get some guys healthy and maybe they pick up another piece or two this offseason.
I mean, Boston seems to get
better every year.
Boston,
yeah. They're not going anywhere.
Are the Cavs going to get any better next year, Dan Gilbert? To me, if your answer is no, you do what you want at your team. I'm not sure this is the direction you want to go in.
Yeah. So, as we mentioned, the Panthers beat the Bruins 6-1 last night. They even that series 1-1. Canucks win game one of their series with the Oilers. Looks like this is going to be a really, really good series as well. Canucks fought back. They were down 2-0 after one, but they win 5-4 at home to take game one of that series. So, a lot to get to still ahead. Chris Sanders will join us in hour number two. Former Titans wide receiver, 615-844-5600. Your calls and texts are welcome. But don't call right now, because up next, we've got Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach. We're going to preview the big series coming up this weekend with the number one ranked Tennessee Vols, the rival Vols. Stick around, WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's a Bill King Show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
On a Thursday morning, WNSR, John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Patton, when's that darn NFL schedule coming out?
I believe next week. I believe the 15th.
Okay. I'm sure Tim Corbin will want to know how his Patriots are going to fare this year with the schedule and all. Vanderbilt baseball coach, two-time national champion, joins us now. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, JB. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Always great to talk with you. Congratulations on winning the barrel. Did you celebrate by drinking out of the barrel the other night after beating Louisville?
No, it didn't function as a Stanley Cup. we kind of put that aside and just moved on. Quick win, you know. It's a good win, but at the same time, you know, in baseball, you've got more to do coming up. So we enjoyed it. Kids enjoyed it. It was a good bounce back for the boys.
Yep.
So I was happy for them. But good, yeah.
Hard-fought victory, Coach. Devin really pitched well for you. You got some timely hits. A few mistakes here and there with base running, but as you said, a much-needed win after what happened the previous weekend, no?
Yeah, we needed to be aggressive. I mean, we did run into a few base running mistakes, but, you know, we were talking before that game, we really wanted to kind of move forward a little bit and just be a little bit more aggressive than what we've been. Now, it starts with getting first base, but once we get to first base, we figured, you know, they're very aggressive. I think they're third in the country in stolen bases. So it was one of those things where, you know, you turn aggression against aggression, and I thought we were. But Devin, as you mentioned, I thought he was good. Once he got past the second inning, I felt like he was back to the movements of his old self. And, you know, he has been injured, so it has taken him some time to get that feeling. But, you know, he threw 81 pitches the other night, but I thought he was back to Devin Futrell. You know, he had good rhythm, good command of his fastball. He was going in and out with it. He was mixing his pitches. He bounced off the mound, made some nice plays. And really, he gave us the start we needed in the midweek, you know, especially after the Georgia series. You know, he came back and shut a team that was 10th in the country in hitting. You know, Georgia was 33rd in the country in hitting. We played Louisville, who was 10th in the country in hitting and third in the country in stealing bases. So this for us, you know, offensively, we said the only way we're going to be able to neutralize them is keep them off first base, and we did. And they didn't steal a base against us, but I thought the kids played well.
Tim, how would you summarize just the weekend in Georgia? Just three bad days, or can you put your finger on what didn't go so well for you in that series?
Well, everything. I mean, you know, you get there and you get pounced on offensively. Once we started getting pounced on offensively, it felt like they knew what was coming. You know, it's like they were taking really good takes. They were smashing balls that were off the plate. They were doing a good job. And I think it haunts you a little bit. You know, it's like, okay, are we giving up something? What's happening here? And then what happens is then the pitchers start pitching off the plate. And then those breaking balls that you're trying to throw underneath a lefty or underneath a righty, if you're a left-handed pitcher, you get too fine, you end up hitting a guy. And it was just kind of a spiral for us. And you know, we just couldn't get going forward. We were playing uphill the entire time. Sunday was better, but, you know, every time we scored, they scored, you know. Yeah. So it was like we punched, they punched, we punched, they punched. We just couldn't get that edge. And I really felt like if we could hold them down for an inning that we had a chance. But, you know, we're probably a little bit challenged, you know, in terms of numbers in a bullpen situation. So Brownie and I have talked a lot about that and how to use our relievers going forward. But, yeah, it was a tough weekend. You know, and that's the way it goes. There's, you know, there's not much we can do. Once you leave it, it's a mess. And once you leave it, you say, all right, what's the best thing we can do? We get back here Sunday night. We talked about it. We started the healing process then because, you know, you can feel sorry for yourself. No one's going to feel sorry for us. Right. You know, Vanderbilt, certainly no one's going to feel sorry for you. But, you know, they told the guys, you're still 32 and 16. You're still, you know, we've been 11, 13 before. So this is not new to us, you know, and we've had to play tough opponents. I remember in 18, I think we were 25 and 23, and we got hammered at Auburn. And we were 11 and 13, and we came back here limping. And I remember getting in the classroom with them and saying, okay, we're gonna turn this around, you know. And it was a time where, you know, you hear the chirping of people around you and saying, you know, they're not going to be a good year for them. Well, you know, that's fine. But, you know, when you're in the fray, all you can do is control what's in the fray. And that's what we're going to do. And I think the part of that recipe was getting off and playing pretty good the other night. So we'll just kind of move forward.
Tim Corbin is our guest, Vanderbilt baseball coach.
Coach, not to blame the weather or anything, but how unfortunate was that rain delay in game number two? You've climbed all the way back, got it to four apiece, and then the skies opened and kind of never could get back on the snide after that.
Yeah, well, it was. And, I don't ever talk about injuries or ancillary issues that go into potentially the challenge of the games, you know, win or lose, doesn't even, you know, you got to deal with it. But yeah, it was just part of it. It looked that way because, you know, we were gaining some momentum and lost that momentum at that point. But, you know, that's the challenge of playing in God's stadium. You know, you don't get your pick of what you want to do, and he's got full control of that. And you need to take your energy and move it towards what you can control. And that's something you can't.
Coach, you mentioned getting back Sunday night, and what do those conversations look like with your staff? And where you're kind of this far into the season, are there big changes you can make? I know you mentioned after on Sunday you were going to maybe switch some things up. What does that look like kind of this late into the season?
No, just modifications. I think you got to be always careful about what you're doing with your team because you don't want to relate panic to them. You know, I think that's what you don't want to do. It's like a family. You know, if you get hit with something inside your family, if you start panicking, then they're going to panic. And we can't do that. That's not what we want to do. We just want to play better baseball than what we've been playing. And we certainly can do that. I know we can do that. So we will. But I think it's just having, you know, the thing about their kids, and they care, and they want to win, and they're hurt. And, you know, when that happens, it's, you don't want to beat on them. You know, it's like they're playing hard and they're trying to do what they can. And when they get to the ballpark and nothing goes right for them, you know, what you don't want them to do is lose the confidence in what has been in their minds and in their bodies over the course of the year. So it's kind of the restoration of confidence and getting that back and really keeping them out of the facility Monday, I think, not because I did it, but I just thought, you know, there's sometimes where you just remove the environment for a while just so the guys can reset, go do something else, whether it's golf or movie or what have you, you know, just get together, but don't make baseball a part of it. And then you get back here and it's almost like there's a cleansing that takes place mentally and physically. And I thought that was good. That was good for the boys, and I thought they responded well, you know, especially once we got going inside the game. I thought, well, really the first inning, because they scored one, and then we came right back and scored two. This is against Louisville.
Right.
So I felt like once we started holding them down, it felt more like us again. You know, it felt like, okay, now, you know, we still got to continue to get better offensively. I mean, that's been a challenge for us at certain times. But, you know, we hit some balls hard. We got a home run taken away. So we did some things that we hadn't done over the course of the weekend.
Well, Corbs, obviously, big weekend coming up. Number one Tennessee coming in for three games. How much are you and your players looking forward to the challenge of not only taking on your in-state rivals, but also, you know, the number one team in the nation?
Well, I think the thing that we're looking forward to most is playing good baseball against a good opponent.
Sure.
I think that's the most important thing. And Tennessee is certainly a good opponent. They've done a nice job in every area. When you look at who they are positionally and on the mound, they've done a nice job in getting kids, developing kids, and playing well. And they certainly are doing that now. You know, I've seen them from afar. You know, they've had some good baseball teams there the last few years, and this one certainly rates up there with any of them that they've had. They've got guys that I think if you look up 5 or 6 years from now, you could see those guys playing in a major league uniform. So certainly a good task for us moving forward.
Their lineup is so good, obviously. They mash. I mean, is the approach for you and your pitching staff, hey, let's just attack them and go after them and try to dictate the tempo? How do you approach a team with such a potent lineup like Tennessee?
Well, you got to be confident in what you do. I mean, sure. You know, regardless of who the pitcher is, they have certain strengths, and they've got to pitch towards those strengths. The opposition, yeah, you have to work around that at certain points, but at the same time, you can't come off of what makes you good as a pitcher. So, you know, you can't back off much. I mean, you know, if you're going to face a puncher, you got to punch yourself. And, you know, we've had that team before, you know, of strength where, you know, people slowed us down in 2019. I mean, that there was ways to do that. But, you know, you had to play defense. You had to pitch well. And you had to throw your own set of punches. So, you know, that's kind of more same against this bunch. They're, you know, they're talented. But we've been a part of teams like that before. And it's certainly a good challenge.
Coach, when you got a series like this against a rivalry kind of weak type matchup, do you want your guys playing with emotion? Or do you want them kind of just kind of being who they are?
Yeah. It's kind of the right kind of emotion. Mm-hmm. You know, baseball is that balancing game where you can't play angry. you just have to get in a mode where your focus is good. Your heart rate is such where you can compete, but you can compete within, you know, the restraints of the game. And I think you can talk yourself or get yourself so motivated that you can come up blank in a lot of different areas in baseball, whether you're a pitcher, whether you're a hitter. But, you know, a lot of baseball is just being focused on pitches and just the present events of what you're involved with. And, you know, it's more of the same. And when you're playing a good opponent, and we're at home, then, you know, your focus, you don't have to talk about this time of year when you're playing down this stretch. I think whether it's Tennessee or whether it's Kentucky or whether it's LSU, whether it's anyone, it's, you know, you're basically in playoff baseball because every game that you're playing right now has some type of meaning. So, but that's what we come here for. I mean, that's the fun part of the SEC is competing at these levels. So no, I think, you know, the motivation part will come with the territory. It's just, you know, the kids will be just, it fired up to play just like the opponent will. So we'll just kind of do what we do.
Coach, is Ethan McElvain close to kind of being back to full health?
He's getting there. Yeah, he's getting there. He's throwing. He's feeling better. So yeah, we're just you know, kind of waiting. But you can't do much about injuries that way. Yeah. Time has a way of taking care of that too, but he certainly is eager to get back here.
Coach, we do it every week at this time. What do you have this week for the dining report?
Oh, well, I've been on the road, so that probably not a whole lot. Went to Midnight Oil again actually, I've been there probably too much than I should talk about publicly. So you don't want to tell anyone, hey, you eat that much pizza. But, you know, it's a good place to go with Maggie, and we enjoy it a bit. But, you know, the last place that we went to in town, which just Double Dogs. I mean, we like Double Dogs. That's a good place. Yeah, good place to watch games. And you got a lot of good playoff hockey and good playoff basketball going on right now. So if you want to take a break, which, you know, our meals now, you know, if we're recruiting on the road, seeing people, getting back late from whatever, it's usually 9 or 10 o'clock. So it's not fine dining right now. It's just good, wholesome food with TVs.
Well, speaking of the NBA playoffs, it looks like your Celtics and my Knicks on a collision course for the Eastern Conference Final. We may have to make a little wager if that happens, Corbs.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge Celtics fan for obvious reasons.
Right.
But I'm a big Knicks fan too because of Tom Thibodeau. So
yeah,
and I've got to spend time with him and like him very much. And boy, Brunson's a good player, man. Oh boy, he is an elite basketball player, and it's been fun to watch his journey and fun to watch their journey too, because that's a tough team. So you're right, at some point in time they may end up with Knicks 2-0. They beat Indiana last night, so yeah, it's a good time of year for sure.
Trust me, Corz, as a Knicks fan, we've been waiting for a guy like Brunson for a long time. I mean, you Celtics fans have been spoiled with these legendary great players and all these championships. Mm. We'd like to get one once in a while, so we'll see what happens.
you were looking for a Monroe, Earl of Pearl Monroe, or a Walt Frazier, I know.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you got one here.
At least Ewing got us to the finals. We didn't win, but at least he got us there. Tim, always a pleasure. We really, really appreciate you coming on with us every week to talk about your team and the boys and all that. And means a lot to us. And good luck this week against Tennessee. Should be a fun series.
Yep, thanks, Coach.
Okay. Yeah, you bet. Thank you both.
All right, there he goes, Tim Corbin, keeping a stiff upper lip. You know, they've lost 5 straight in the SEC. They've lost 7 straight to Tennessee. And but they'll, you know, listen, you win 2 out of 3 this weekend, that could really turn things around for you.
Yeah, why not just win all 3 this
week? There you go.
You know what? Screw Tennessee. Screw you, Kevin. Give me 3 this weekend.
You're calling out Mulehead?
Yeah, why not?
And Volboy and Dana Dane?
Why not? Why not?
Well, guys, Patton Cook has laid down the gauntlet. Care to respond? You know the number, 615-844-5600. Back after this, WNSR.
Hey, Tennessee. Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today. by visiting us online at tra.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Thursday edition of the show, John Burton, General Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Hence why we call the show JB and the General. Get it? Great to have you with us on a Thursday. Great talking with Tim Corbin. If you missed it, go back and listen on SoundCloud. Big series coming up this weekend with Tennessee. By the way, Patton, we have breaking news. We have 3 breaking news items. Okay. I'll give them to you in order. Number one, we've learned that water is wet.
All right.
We've also learned that the sky is blue.
Okay.
And Nikola Jokic won NBA MVP. Did there used to be like this award show where it wouldn't be announced until after the season? Did they scrap that?
They must have.
Because everybody knew by then who the MVP was going to be and who the rookie of the year was going to be, I guess, right?
Yeah, and they just did it on Inside the NBA last night. And I don't know. Shaq has done this a couple times, John, where it's not necessarily he's talked to the person who's just won the MVP, but he tells them his opinion of them in the most cringe way I've ever. I don't know what he's trying
Shaq
to accomplish.
Shaq is still bitter because he lost out on MVP 1 year to Steve Nash.
Right, and that absolutely
he's a bitterman.
Yeah,
you know, Shaq. I mean, Shaq is what he's accomplished in his career. Right, he's won 4 championships. You know, a couple of MVPs. But, you know, he's as petty and as bitter as anybody else in sports,
well,
right?
Well, and I can tell you absolutely why. I don't know if he has a vote or not in the MVP voting or not. I can tell you why he voted for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander before Jokic. Because my man Jokic has taken his spot as the best center of all time.
Whoa. 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 Pump the brakes there, young man.
No.
Hang on a second. The phone lines are. I have a Mr. Chamberlain, a Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, Wilt
Chamberlain
than
would like a word with you. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would like a word with you. Bill Russell would like a word with you, sir.
Okay.
Hakeem Olajuwon would like a word with you.
And I can
greatest center of all time.
I can confidently say, John, none of them can do what Jokic can do. And none of them.
You got a point there.
Right now in this era, to win 3 in a row, that is unheard of.
Well, he didn't win last year. He should have. Embiid got it last year. So it's not 3 in a row, but it's 3
okay,
in the last.
Yeah, you're right.
It's 3 in the last 4
3
years.
In the last 4? Yeah. I mean, it's unheard
should be,
of.
It should be 4 in a row, if we're being honest.
Exactly. But what he does, it's a point guard at the center position. Now he gets attacked a little on the defensive end a little bit, but this is an offensive game now.
He's got to win a few more chips before we start ranking him greatest of all time. The MVPs are important, don't get me wrong. But, you know, greatest center of all time?
I think he's well on his way. He's close to
passing. I mean, is he really a center? I mean, the NBA is positionless basketball now. That's the thing. That's probably where I have the most ammunition, theoretically, to push back on what you said, right? Because it's positionless basketball now. It's not like in the 90s. I mean, you weren't around you weren't around for most of the 90s. It was basically dump the ball into the big. He waits for the double team. If the double team comes, you kick it out to a shooter. Or if you're Hakeem Olajuwon, you know, you get the ball down low and you just put a spin move on who was ever guarding you and then lay it into the basket. You know, I mean, so, I mean, it's, you know, is Joker really a true center?
I mean, he absolutely is. He defends the center, and he's the center on the court. Nobody, there's no other center on the floor for the Nuggets. It's him. He does everything.
All right. Now, Shaq in his prime versus Jokic now. Obviously, in his prime.
To me, if
he's going to get him away from the basket because he can shoot threes, that much we know.
He'd kill him.
Wow. Patton Cook. Strong. To the goal.
He's got handles like a point guard and can shoot it. I'm sorry, Shaq. I've seen you shoot free throws.
So what did he say? What did he say to Joker?
Well, he said, with all due respect, I thought Shai Gilgeous should have won it. And Jokic is like, okay.
Yeah. Trust me, Joker does not care about winning MVPs. He doesn't even care about winning championships.
And he sure as hell doesn't care what Shaq thinks, with all due respect. I don't know. I just, Charles up there, if anybody should be bitter, it's him. A type of player like that who didn't win a ring.
Yeah, he did win one MVP. His first year in Phoenix, he was great that year.
But the bitterness of Shaq is just, it's pretty embarrassing, to be quite honest.
Yeah. See, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
But like I said, yeah, because he's still.
But he's done that to Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Where, hey, I called you out the other night because I think you can be better. Like he's some little bro or something.
Well, I mean,
who cares?
No, come on now. Shaq's an OG, man. The NBA guys, you know, you got to show that guy some love, some respect. You know, I mean, Shaq's an OG, man.
Yeah, but he's doing it like he's doing somebody a favor. Like, who gives a crap?
Well, she's Shaq. I'm just saying, in his ego is huge.
Right.
He thinks
my problem.
He thinks everybody in the league should bow down and kiss his four championship rings. That's what he thinks. You know,
with all due respect, I don't think Shaq needs to be giving advice on how Donovan Mitchell can be a better point guard. I mean, it's just how much knowledge does he have about the point guard?
Well, here's what drives me nuts when you talk about Charles, and I love Charles. I watched his whole career, and I've loved him on TNT. He's been fantastic, right?
Interviewed him. Could end this season.
I know. We're gonna talk about that at some point. You know, I've interviewed him a couple times. He's a great dude. But his disdain for New York, like, he never gives the Knicks credit for anything. He dogs New York. Oh, y'all New Yorkers think y'all is the greatest thing of all time. Your city's just a bunch of crime. And, you know, your city's dirty. I mean, he just rips on New York. He will not give the Knicks an ounce of credit. That is what pisses me off. So I'm kind of in the same boat with you, but I'm going to have to mull over this whole
just the
Joker
shtick of
greatest
I don't
center
know.
Of all time.
Well, and I'm not necessarily saying he's already that, but to me, if I'm picking which center I'd rather have, John, I'm taking Jokic over Shaq. I mean, it's not close.
This conversation is not over. We have to take a break, come back, and close out hour number one, but this conversation is not over, young man.
Okay, fine.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit Hyundai USA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime, and as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show. 615-844-5600.
Hearing this song just reminds me. I miss Alan Bell. We got to get Alan Bell back on.
Come back, Alan.
Come back, Alan. Come home. We're here for you, man. I'm gonna reach out to him this week. We're gonna work something out. Damn it! I will say this about Shaq, okay? And Shannon Sharp said this when he got into the Hall of Fame, and he said he told this to Shaq. He's like, you know, you left a lot on the table, and he did. Think about what he accomplished, right? 4 championships and at least a couple MVPs. One MVP, just one.
One MVP in 2000.
See, okay. Now, he should have won at least 2 or 3 more MVPs, yep. Probably 2 or 3 more championships. But, you know, Shaq was into a lot of things. He was into acting. He was into, you know, hip-hop. He was making rap albums. By the way, he's the first...
Into women.
The women. He was the first professional athlete ever to go platinum.
Wow.
Shaq Diesel was his debut
See, now,
rap album.
See, Jokic cannot do that.
So no.
I will
give
you
that.
That's
what I'm saying. I feel like Dave Chappelle right now. To call it Jokic can't rap. I want justice. You know, so, I mean, Shaq and Shannon Sharp told him, he's like, you know, you should have stayed in better shape. You should have worked on your free throws. And you think about it, as great as Shaq is, he's an all-time great. There's no disputing that, right?
Yep.
He did leave a lot on the table.
To me, that's what made LeBron so great, because between that period of whenever he first got to Miami, it felt like every offseason he worked on something during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was the post game, kind of immediately after the Mavericks series. You come back and he had a legit post game for a little bit. Went from the free throws to the 3-point line, and now he can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaq didn't do that, and I think some of that, I've kind of watched some of his documentaries. I think his dad maybe pushing him so hard early on, once he kind of got out of that age where his dad couldn't tell him what to do anymore.
Right, he didn't have the kind of influence anymore.
He was just happy to
kind
of be
there. He was living
the
life. He was in L.A. He was, you know, like you said, he had the key to the city. He could do what he wants,
yep,
when he wants. And, yeah, he didn't take as good care of his body as he should have. I mean, you look at the footage of him as a rookie to where he was a couple years into L.A. when he was over 300 pounds.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, boy, but Joker greatest. I'm going to have to think about that. Joker, greatest center of all time.
Today's age, I think you don't know what he would be back in the 80s, 90s, 70s, so on and so forth.
Right.
But I think what his game is in today's age, it's perfect.
Yeah, it really is.
Because if he's your worst shooter and your worst kind of spread the floor guy, I mean, look, that's what made the Nuggets so good, John, these past couple of years, in my opinion. But
yeah.
It's a good discussion.
It's a good, healthy debate.
Yes.
And we're at that time of year where we have debates like this,
yes.
Right? Predators are done. We're still, months away from the start of training camp.
Titans drafted an offensive lineman,
right?
So there's only so much we can go at there. But don't worry, we will feverishly debate the left tackle spot. Just you wait.
Greatest Titans left tackle of all time. Well, it's Bruce Matthews, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not Dennis Daly. Who's still in the league, by the way, collecting a check.
Or who was the guy they signed last year in free agency from San Francisco? What was his name?
Daniel Brunskill was from San Fran, but the Eagles was Andre Dillard.
Andre Dillard, okay. Yeah, I get those two mixed up. All right. Want more spiffy, piffy sports talk like this? Stick around for hour number two. Chris Sanders will join us. WNSR.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Stormy Daniels is testifying again right now in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The defense team continuing its cross-examination as a lot of those backing Donald Trump appear in the courtroom. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
When she spoke about it on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper, he said, so this was consensual. She goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And even the suggestion that it might not have been drew objections from the defense. But they have to be careful on cross-examination. If they go too far into it, it risks bringing the jury right back into those questions and right back into that hotel suite that Stormy Daniels described so vividly.
President Biden telling CNN if Israel that U.S. will not send offensive weapons to Israel if they proceed with their planned widespread incursion into Rafah. Another wave of dangerous storms begins washing over parts of the South later on today. This is ABC News.
Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039, 615-844-1039, or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com. And now, Elite Land Management is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Elite Land Management, serving Middle Tennessee with over a decade of experience. For forestry mulching and land clearing, give the pros a call today at 931-306-4157. 931-306-4157. That's Elite Land Management. They're professionals who care.
Welcome back for the second hour of JV and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our fine radio program, JB and the General, John Burton, General Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Patton, we're going to hear from some Titans dignitaries later today. Head coach Brian Callahan scheduled to speak. Both coordinators are going to address the media today. And starting quarterback Will Levis. It'll be our first time hearing from him today, really since the season ended. So we'll get an update on what he's doing. And obviously, he gave the Preds fans a thrill. What was he, kissing a catfish or drinking beer out of a catfish?
Catfish, catching a snap from
Lloyd Cushenberry, his new center. So it'll be great to hear from Will Levis as he enters year number two. Of course, big year for him, having to learn a new offense and you know, establish himself further as a leader for this football team. We'll get to the phones in just a second, but we had a text before the top of the last hour. I believe Kevin responded to your Tennessee call out.
I didn't respond necessarily to that, but a couple texts from Kevin, and then a Titans related. We'll get after. Actually, Kevin's on hold right now.
Hang on, Kevin. We'll get to you.
Please tell producer Debbie I said hi. Kevin, he said he's a big fan. Thanks.
Well, there you go. Oh, Debbie will be thrilled. She'll be like, oh, my God, really? That's so nice. She's probably listening right now. Deb, you got a fan. And how about that?
One more. This is from Kevin again. Shaq is bitter because he only won one MVP.
I didn't realize that he only won one MVP.
I would have figured more.
I thought he won like a couple, two or three.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Kevin, Mulehead joins us now. Hi, Mulehead.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Doing good, man. Good to talk to you. How's everything?
It's just a beautiful day, man. We survived. Well, we need RD to call in because I heard Kalioka got hit pretty good yesterday.
So. All right, yeah, RD, if you're listening, call in. Let us know you're safe, my man. Yeah, it was a rough rough night last night, wasn't it, Kevin?
It was, man. I was stuck in Hermitage and hearing about all the stuff going on in Columbia, so I was getting a lot of text and phone calls to make sure all my buddies and their family and everybody was all right. So,
yeah.
All the mules like, all right, Kevin?
The mules all right? Your house okay?
I hope so, man. My donkey, I hadn't seen my donkey this morning, so hope Cupcake is okay.
Cupcake the donkey. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you can take the kid out of Columbia.
And a shout out, yeah, like, I meant what I said. Shout out to producer Debbie. I hope she's having a fine morning this morning.
She will be like absolutely thrilled to hear you say that. Trust me. And if she's not listening, I promise you, I will let her know that Mulehead Kevin in Columbia is a big fan of hers.
Big fan, huge fan. hey, man, I know you're a Knicks fan, and I'm rooting for the Knicks. I like the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jalen Brunson.
There's a butt coming.
You gotta admit.
Hey, I like the Knicks. I like Jalen Brunson. You know there's a butt coming. Go ahead. What's the butt?
I love Isaiah Hartenstein. Love the way he plays.
Yeah.
And love Josh Hart, man. Love. But you
guy never comes out of the game. The guy plays 48 minutes a game.
You gotta admit they're getting some calls.
I don't have to admit anything, Kevin.
Oh, John.
Well, when they called a double dribble on Isaiah Hartman.
It wasn't a double dribble.
It wasn't. It wasn't a double dribble. But you don't overturn that call. You don't do that. That's the first time I've ever seen
that. Sure, you do. You get the call right.
How many
wait, Kevin, hang on 1 second. I'm gonna let you talk. But how many times have we seen in the NFL they'll call a penalty and then they'll say, you know what? After further discussion, it's not a penalty. Play on. It wasn't a double dribble.
We're watching NBA basketball.
It wasn't a double dribble, Kevin.
You don't. Well, then why didn't they get together the previous game and when they called a kickball on Indy, you know, in the final minute?
That was a bad
when
call.
When it wasn't a kickball.
That was egregious. That was bad.
So that they could have easily got together on that.
But, Kevin, let me ask you something. Okay. Are you suggesting that the Knicks are getting calls because the league wants New York to make a deep run in the playoffs?
No,
after we've
I'm
been crapped on for 20
saying,
years, we've been ridiculed. All these idiot talking heads on these programs come on and talk about what a terrible team the Knicks are, what a bad owner James Dolan is, and he is, and what a disgrace the Knicks are. Now all of a sudden we're getting calls.
Well, you're getting some calls. The last two games, you got calls, bro. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying this conspiracy theory or anything. I'm just saying you got some calls. It might be the garden with the fans on top of them like that, just influence them. But you got some calls, and I don't see how the Knicks are doing it, man. Because they
I know we're running out of bodies. Can you play, Kevin?
You got a 7-man rotation right now.
I know. And we're still losing players. I mean, Ananobi's probably going to be out for a while, I would guess. Brunson, yep. I mean, if he plays, he's not going to be 100%. I mean, God knows what he felt like waking up this morning with that sore foot or whatever it was.
I mean, Pacers are going like 10 or 11 deep, and they're still getting beat.
I know.
I mean, and real quick, I get off of here. Did he just call out some Tennessee fans?
Oh, he did.
He said,
and I quote, how about Vanderbilt goes out and sweeps Tennessee this weekend? He said this, screw Kevin. And I added, so what about, Vol Boy and Dana Dane? He said, screw them too. He's calling
That's what I thought I heard.
He's laying down the gauntlet. Vandy sweep this weekend, 3-game sweep.
Kevin, I'm just saying, I don't care about your well-being. I want to win this weekend, damn it. Y'all have won enough.
You know, these Vandy fans have the memory of a crack baby. Because I remember last year, there was some major trash talking going on. Major trash leading up to the series last year. Even Tony in Nolensville called it in and said, you know, I believe we're going to even have a run rule game. You know, Vandy's going to have run rule game.
I still blame
Tony
for that.
But Tennessee was the one doing the run rule. So just be careful. Be careful what you wish for, old buddy.
Hey, well, you know, you're number one in the nation now, Mulehead. Uneasy is the head that wears the crown. You're a target now.
I just like to take 2 out of 3 this week. That's all I'm worried about.
It's easy being the hunter, Kevin.
Well,
it's hard being the hunted.
And if you take 2 out of 3, I hate to say it, that might be the final nail in the coffin for Vanderbilt. But we'll see.
Well, the Tennessee has won 7 in a row.
Yep.
So Vandy is due.
Yeah, I think Vandy's going to get 1 at least. But your lineup is just ridiculous, man. You guys just mash. It's relentless. It's like the 27 Yankees.
I looked for tickets, and they've marked them up so much, so crazy. So, like cheap tickets are like, $175 for a band.
Yeah, because they don't want you orange honks in the hawk all weekend.
I might pull
singing
a band
Rocky
to play
Top.
And just go up to the parking lot and put it that.
I was gonna say, yep.
Yeah, that parking garage. Yeah, I could see Mulehead up there singing Rocky Top for 9 innings.
All right, y'all, hey, have a great weekend. Hey, producer Debbie, have a great day.
Oh, my God. She is going to be so thrilled. Thank you, Kevin.
I got some tickets for Kevin that he can have this weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
Just meet me at the 18th hole green at 7 o'clock tonight.
Wow. Okay. Hear that, Kevin? Pat and Cook can get you in the building if you want to go. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of orange honks in there, man. The atmosphere is going to be great. It's going to be the Whistler against all the people singing Rocky Top and wooing.
Yeah, the usual Vanderbilt class won't be as strong this weekend, John. Joking.
We're Vanderbilt. We're above you rogues and Philistines from East Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, that's... But whatever, whatever. We got a couple texts over here.
Yeah, read them all.
The biggest General fan texts in once again. The national media seems to be down on the Titans, but if Will Levis turns out to be a good quarterback this year, what are the Titans really missing to win the AFC South?
Right tackle, more help in the defensive line, maybe another edge rusher. They still have some holes to fill, biggest General fan. But I think if things go well, they could be a feisty, competitive team. You know, they could win maybe 8 or 9 games. I know the national media is dogging them. Didn't one mock draft have them picking them first overall next year?
They had them first overall and taking Carson Beck.
Taking Carson Beck from Georgia quarterback. Yeah. So, obviously, that individual doesn't think Will Levis is going to do very well or the Titans.
No, he's not buying Titan stock. It's a good question. To me, John, I think the absolute best case scenario for Will Levis is that he can play on the same level as C.J. Stroud. And you look at what the Texans have and you look at what the Titans have, it's hard not to call the Texans a complete football team at this moment.
They look really, really good.
They have it. I mean, they got it all. They got tight ends. They got wide receivers. They got the offensive line. They now got the running back and Joe Mixon. And the defense only gets better. I mean, Will Anderson will be in year number two. I mean,
he's an absolute stud.
Got Danielle Hunter, who will kind of mentor that defense. I don't know. I think it'd be. I'd be shocked if the Texans don't win this division.
I think the Texans take a big step forward this year. I think the Jaguars take a step backwards this year. I think the Titans will be mid-ish, but on the good side of mid.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what the Colts are going to be.
I don't either.
You know?
I'm not sure.
That's kind of that's right now, as we sit here on May 9th or whatever it is, that's how I handicap the AFC South.
Yeah, I think Anthony Richardson needs to go back and look at some Robert Griffin III film. And because it's to me, it's that same sort of thing where looked really good early on and then got that early injury and never to me, never learned that, hey, I can't take hits in the NFL.
He's a big, strong, physical guy. But guess what?
So is everybody.
You're playing the NFL is the streets are littered with big, strong, physical guys in the NFL
who are bigger, stronger, bigger, faster, stronger.
All right. And. You know,
and can hit you
right, and they're
300 pounds.
They're coming at you in an angry mood.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, the Colts. You know, they lose their starting quarterback, rookie quarterback, and you know they're a drop pass away from making the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
So you know, does Richardson take that step forward? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to make of the Colts. I think I've got a pretty good handle on the Jags. Texans and Titans, but the Colts remain a mystery to me right now.
Yeah, and they really didn't bring in anybody new either, John. They they made a considered effort to bring back the group.
Yeah,
that
they re-signed Pittman,
year.
Which they needed to do.
Yep, and brought back Moore, their slot corner, and a couple other pieces. And you had Zaire Franklin talking big on a podcast I saw yesterday.
Oh, what do you say?
Someone asked what the biggest rivalry would be for him in the AFC South, and someone mentioned the Titans. He said, oh, no, I popped them boys a couple of times. Which people have pulled up the stats. He has exactly zero pass breakups, zero sacks, and zero tackles for loss. So basically he tackled Derrick Henry 2 yards.
Right,
the line
right.
Of
he held him to a 4-yard gain.
Oh, by
gain.
The way, so did everybody else last year.
Right, you held him to a 4-yard gain, and you get up flexing.
Right. Whatever.
Excuse me.
One more quick text. What does Luka have to do to win the MVP? He had the highest points per game, rebounds per game, and assist points game since the NBA merger. This horse merchant can't keep getting away with this.
Who said that?
It's one of my buddies who's made a name making fun of an Arsenal player, Bukayo Saka. I will not read it out. I will not do it.
Well, what do you make of that? I mean, Luka seems to always go into the season as the odds-on favorite to win MVP.
Record's not good enough. It's always going to be whoever the best player on the best team is, they will get that award. Because I don't think the Sixers last year...
Then why didn't Tatum get it?
Well, yeah.
You know, weren't they the best team?
The best team, yeah. But I think there's also...
Boston Celtics.
Really didn't have the resume either. I think you got to have the resume, mm-hmm. and you got to have the type of team that's going to be up there. Tatum had a nice year, but not MVP worthy, in my opinion. The NBA media, they like Jokic, John.
They love him.
And that's also something to be said.
Yes. Didn't somebody mention that or something like that?
Yeah.
Somebody made mention of that. And so they kind of pivoted and they're like, well, let's give it to Embiid then. That's what it felt like anyway last year. Because Joker could have easily won it last year as well. He'd be looking at four in a row. Now, I know Bird won three in a row in the mid-'80s. Did Jordan win three in a row? He must have.
Have to Google that. One quick text while I Google this,
yes.
And you can talk about it. From Schmitty. If my ticket sells for the right price, I will be watching from the top of the parking garage. Mulehead is welcome to join me.
Whoa, wait. Schmitty, who bleeds black and gold, who lives for Vanderbilt baseball. Believe us, folks, we know how much he loves Vanderbilt baseball. He's willing to sell his ticket to a Vol fan? Schmitty, have you lost faith in the Vandy boys, perhaps? That is shocking news.
It is
to hear
shocking.
That from Schmitty. Wow. That is something. That is shocking to hear. Patton is looking up to see if Michael Jordan won three straight MVPs. Because I know, like, you know, Barkley got it 1 year when Jordan probably should have won it. Karl Malone won it a couple years when Jordan should have won it.
Only 2 years in a row. Won it in 88. Then won it in 91 and 92,
mm-hmm.
then won it again in 96, and then again in 98.
Right, well, he was playing baseball during those years.
So 91 and 92.
Gambling suspension. I mean, he was retired, gambling suspension.
LeBron won it 2 years in a row, 2012 and 2013. Hasn't won MVP since 2013.
Yeah, well.
I mean, and I will agree with Shaq on this. It isn't the most valuable player. Because if that award clearly, I mean...
Then it'd be Jalen Brunson.
Well, yes, but in years prior, those Cleveland Cavaliers teams, they would be lottery teams, if not exactly. For LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. A couple of his finals runs, he dragged those teams kicking and screaming over the finish line to the finals. Yeah, you're right. All right.
Chamberlain, you mentioned Wilt won it 3 years in a row. 66, 67, 68.
Well, I was talking about Bird. I think it was 84, 85, 86.
Gotcha. But Wilt won it 3 years in a row as well.
There you go. All right. We come back. Chris Sanders, former Titans wideout, will enlighten us with his humor and his insights and his positive message for all mankind. Stay tuned. WNSR.
And now, Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message brought to you by veteran-owned and operated Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC, serving up to a 50-mile radius from Nashville. For residential or commercial septic and plumbing installations, repairs, service, and construction, give the pros a call today and ask about their veteran and first responder discount, 615-295-5359, 615-295-5359, or visit CaesarsPlumbing.com. That's Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
paid for by Airtime Media.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
It's JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win. With
the band is coming back.
What? I mean, what happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare Studio, it's JB and the General.
Thursday edition. By the way, the Maple Leafs fired their coach, Sheldon Keefe, after another first-round exit for them. So, no love. But we got love for our next guest. He is the former Titans wide receiver, the former Ohio State Buckeye, the great Chris Sanders. Chris, good morning. How you doing, man?
Man, how you doing? First of all, when I start the show off, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers coming up. I want to say happy Mother's Day to Faith, your beautiful mother, and I want to say happy Mother's Day to my beautiful mom, and happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out there.
Amen with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here as men without our moms. I know my mom is hopefully looking down proud. Yeah. She was a wonderful woman. She was kind. She was patient. You know, she put up with my sorry butt for all these years, man.
No, the time I had with my mom is when I was young, right, and my hair, my hair was really bad. She had a hot comb. She had a hot comb, and she put it on the stove, and then all of a sudden, all you hear is this. And next thing you know, I went from having a bad hair to a little afro.
You look like Cat Williams.
No, I look like, who's that, Dr. J when he played in the Fish That Say Pittsburgh.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because,
Yeah,
I was watching some old 80s videos, and this song came on, and this guy was playing the guitar, and he had these long braids and glitter all over him, and the friend I was with said, I didn't know Chris Sanders was a musician. He's on your show every week with Pat, and he was former Titans wideout. He played at Ohio State. I said, no, that's Rick James.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's a super freak. Super freak, she's super freaking. Ow.
Got one in the chamber.
Rick James.
me and my wife was watching. We was watching, NHL hockey.
By the way, hello and good morning to Miss Faith.
Miss Faith, I love you. And we were watching NHL hockey. She's like, this is great. I want to watch some old basketball college. I say, maybe I got some in the archives. So we're watching Arkansas's basketball team. As we're watching Arkansas's basketball team, the coach walks up. She was like, baby, I did not know John, was a coach for Arkansas Razorbacks. I said, no, baby, that's Nolan Richard.
Hey, I beat Duke for the championship, okay?
Exactly. There you go.
Scotty Thurman, Corliss Williamson. Yeah, come on, man. That was a great team.
That's hilarious, man. That is funny, man. Nolan.
Chris, Titans rookies coming into town. What should we be looking for as the rookies come in? And I'm curious to know, what was your first rookie minicamp like?
You know, it was mine was kind of strange. Not really strange, but it was kind of like I came in with a chip in my shoulder, on my shoulder, because you know, they already had a whole bunch of wide receivers. They had to run and shoot, so they're like, well, maybe he'll play special teams. So I came in with a chip in my shoulders. When I came in, I wanted to make sure that I show up on film every time. And that's exactly what I did. If we're going 7-on-7 with every route, I want to make sure it counts. And also, I wanted to prove to the coaches that they can trust me. Because I remember I was talking to Les Stecker when I first, they drafted me and then they brought me in. He said, Chris, you're going to have to play out of your mind to even just make the roster, but also get some playing time. So when I heard that and he said things like that in a good way to motivate me, not to put me down, but I went out there and every single practice, I'm diving at the balls, one-hand catches, jumping over people, and I started to earn the respect of my coaches, but also my peers that were actually in camp.
What would be your best advice to these young men? I mean, this is, you know, you talk about a first day on a job. You're going to put on a professional helmet out there and practice on an NFL practice field for the first time.
Yeah, just don't let the pressure get to you. You know, you dreamt about getting into the situation. You dreamt about playing at this stage. Don't let the stage get too big for you, because at the end of the day, it's X and O's. You got to run a slant. You got to run a hitch. You got to run a fade. It's all the same. But my advice will be to them is, number one, you got to be coachable. If you come in there and you're not coachable, then they're not even going to pay attention. Number two, keep showing up on film. And also, you know, number three, if you're on the bubble of making a team, play every special teams and also keep showing up on the film.
Chris, Titans signed Tyler Boyd this week. I wanted to ask you about kind of the slot receiver position. What makes a wide receiver a good slot receiver?
You know, just understanding how to run routes. When we talk about running routes, you got to run the choice routes. Like, that means you can go inside or outside, you know, getting off the, you know, the press if you're getting jammed by a linebacker. And you talk about Boyd, he does this all the time. He's not a burner. I think his fastest time was 4.58, but he understands how to get open. He understands the leverage of the linebacker. But here's what I love about him is he has a lot of experience. If you look at his, you know, over his career, he has 582 snaps in the slot. So basically what he's telling you is, I have a lot of experience, the quarterback can trust me, and I'll be where I'm supposed to be. Because if you look at, you know, the Tennessee Titans, they got some big-name receivers. They got Hopkins, they got Ridley. But what happens if they take them out of the game by doubling and going zone? Now your slot guy comes open, he can make some plays.
Chris, during this time for rookie minicamp, kind of going back to when you were involved, how much involvement were the veterans around during this time? Was it just exclusively the rookies, or were kind of how did that work?
It was. I mean, we came in for 2 days, but then the veterans came in, and you know, when the veterans come in, I'm telling you, the energy is, it picks up very, very quickly. And you know, when I first got in, I had to go against the craziest secondary in the league. We had Chris Dishman, Blaine Bishop, Marcus Robinson, Stevie Jackson, the defensive back coach for the Tennessee Titans. That was a crazy secondary. So I just wanted to earn my respect and go out there and just make some plays. And if you can make some plays against that crazy secondary, I mean, it made me better in every facet of the game.
Chris, we're going to be hearing from Will Levis later on today. He's going to talk to the media. I really like the way he's emerged as a leader for this team, calling the draft picks after they get drafted.
Yeah.
From what I understand, he's been here all off season working. We saw him at the Predators game having fun, kissing the catfish. And, you know, I mean, it looks like he's making an attempt to really endear himself and let this fan base in this city know, hey, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I love it. What say you?
And I think it's great. I mean, and it's not about how much noise you make. It's about being the leader all the time. And when you're being the leader all the time, that means you got to do it in the community. You got to do it, you know, in the weight room. You got to do it in the film room. You got to do it on the field. So by him calling his players, different guys that got drafted, and also calling the veterans, it just shows you that he cares. And the thing about it is, they're going to sniff you out really, really quick if you're phony or fake. But if you genuinely want to win, if you genuinely want to go out there and take this team to the next level, they're gonna sniff it out. And what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is that's exactly what he wants to do. He wants to lead off the field. He wants to lead on the field. And he wants to be a leader of this team. And I think he's doing a great job doing it right now.
Chris Sanders is our guest, former Titans wide receiver. When you were a player, when did you find out about the schedule? Because the NFL is just, they are acting a fool right now. They're having an announcement.
It's goofy.
They're having an announcement of as to when they're going to announce the schedule. That and I'm telling you, people are going to be huddled around the TV for 2 hours, man, breaking down every game. It's a schedule. When did it become like this?
It's like they got, like, you know how you have a briefcase with a handcuff on it? It's like, what are we doing? It's the schedule. What are we talking about? I mean, just tell them who we playing. Tell me who to – just stop it. You know how back in the day, if you got in trouble at home, you know your parents be like, "Boy, you better get over here." That's what we need to do to the commissioner. Come here, commissioner. Let me talk to you for a minute. Just give me the doggone briefcase and tell us who we play. They making it like it's top secret. All it is telling us who we play. It ain't that crazy. Come on, Goodell.
Chris, kind of going. Chris, kind of going back to the Will Levis conversation for you. How long did it take before you kind of realized a guy who ended up turning into be a leader kind of started to be that guy? Was it right away? How long usually does that take?
Well, as a quarterback?
Yeah.
I think it'll happen pretty quick because you know if a guy has it and he doesn't. And I'm going to tell you why. When Steve Nair first came into the NFL, we got drafted in 1995. You know, he was a kind of quiet, you know, kind of to himself guy at that time. But once he started to play and once he started to jump over people, once he started to, you know, show him that I'm going to play hurt, I'm going to give you everything I got, he didn't have to say that much. Guys followed him. And you just watch his play. I mean, this guy hurt his sternum. He hurt his ribs. He hurt his ankle. He hurt everything. But when he competes in practice and then he competes in the game, guys are going to follow you even if you don't say nothing. So guys are going to know if you're a leader or not. If you're just going out there just faking the funk and just, oh, yeah, brother, let's go eat. Let's go get a biggie bag of Wendy's. I mean, they don't care about that. They want to know. They want you to show them. Show me that you're going to lead the team. And the way Steve showed is by jumping over five defenders, by playing hurt, by playing with a sternum, by having a broke ankle and still trying to play. That's who guys are going to follow.
I want to go back to the Boyd signing real quick, Chris. I mean, yes. I know we ask this question every week, but what do you think this means for Treylon Burks and Kyle Phillips, the signing of Tyler Boyd?
This is my opinion. I think Treylon Burks is going to tear this whole doggone field up, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I was in the same position that he was in 1998 when they brought Yancey Thigpen, Kevin Dyson, and I went from the starting receiver to now I'm going to the third or fourth receiver. So instead of me getting bitter, I chose to get better. And I played so well in the preseason that they had to play me. Why? Because I kept showing up on film.
Yeah.
So the reason why I share that story to you is, you're going to be hearing a lot of Treylon Burks because now he's going to run routes with intent, being intentful. He's going to run routes with a purpose. He's going to run and make every play count because at the end of the day, every ball that you drop is going to be counted against you. Mm-hmm. When we get into camp, everybody's like, oh, his body language. Oh, he can't catch the ball. Oh, he doesn't know the playbook. So I guarantee you when he walks in camp and you see him do his first one-on-one or you see his first 707, you're going to be like, ooh-ooh. About to do, uh-oh, you don't did it, boss. He mad at y'all. He's mad at you. He mad. You got to have your lip hooked out. He mad at y'all. He mad at y'all. You know why? Because, I understand how he feels. Because when I was in that situation, I would never forget. I was sitting in the basement. At first, I was soaking it up. Oh, they bringing guys and nobody does. I had my pity party. But once I had my pity party, I said, you know what? I don't care if I have to jump over a building. I don't care if I have to turn green and tear my shirt off. They gonna see Chris Sanders on. They gonna see Chris Sanders on the field every single see on film every single practice, and that's exactly what happened.
Chris, we got a good question on this from Doug just now. He asked if you were Treylon Burks, would you approach it as going to the coaches, asking how to be better, talk to your receivers, or kind of just be within yourself?
Yep, I mean, I would see it in myself, but also I would go to the new head coach. I mean,
be proactive about it, right, Chris?
But I would go to the wide receiver coach, October. Yeah, because he understands his new coach. He understands how to bring the best out of people. I mean, he coached Bolden from Arizona. I mean, that guy's not fast at all, and turned him into a great wide receiver. So now you got Treylon Burks with the same build, big physical guy. So what I would say is I will put, if I was talking to Treylon Burks, if I was Tobin, I will push the playbook to the side and I'll look at him and say, listen, what you want to do? You tell me what you want to do and I'm going to help you get there. And then as a coach, I will look him square in the face, in the eyes, without a tic-tac, and say this. I will say, I believe in you. And if Treylon Burks hears that the coach believes in him, he's going to tear that whole stadium up. Y'all be like, where'd he get that from? Because y'all don't made him mad.
Yeah, but and even at worst, right, Chris, he can put some good stuff on tape for maybe his next team.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people want to get him out of here because, because the last couple of years were okay.
Right, and fans being what they are, fans are impatient. We're a microwave society, right?
Yeah, get him out of here. But then when you draft him, he's not. No, but listen, what if Calvin really gets hurt? What if Hopkins is hurt? But then all of a sudden, the guy that's been preparing the whole time, like what was that little dog, Silly Underdog? What was that little dog called that used to come and save the day?
Underdog.
Underdog. He's an underdog that's going to come and save the day. What if those guys get hurt and he has to play? And can I share one more story with
you? Of course, please.
There was a guy that I knew, I think it was my sixth year.
Yeah.
And it was a guy named Hall. His name was Darren Hall. Big, fast, could run a 4.42, can catch everything. But he was consistently mad at the offensive coordinator, and I told him, I said, "Listen, if you don't change your focus and quit being mad at the coach, you're going to get in the game and you're going to mess up." So what happens is all of us got hurt. He gets in the game and he plays against the Green Bay Packers. He drops two touchdown passes, cut him, and you never heard of him again. And when I tell you that guy had the same skill set as Randy Moss, nobody could cover him, but he was so focused on being mad at the coach that he gets in the game and drops two bombs, cuts him, and you never heard of him again.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. It's got to be the right attitude. Hey, so I was checking out some old 80s movies last week, and I was watching the original Ghostbusters. Great movie, right? Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, I mean, just a Rick Moranis classic movie, and there was one guy on there that was with the Ghostbusters, and a friend of mine said, "Wow, that's Chris Sanders, right? The former Titans wideout that comes on your show with Patton Cook." I said, "No, that's Ernie Hudson."
Oh my gosh! And then I said, "Man, I ain't afraid of no ghost."
It's something strange in the neighborhood. Oh, you got one in the chamber.
Another one in the chamber, big down. Okay. Me and my wife, we were watching some old basketball clips. And I'm from Denver, Colorado. So I said, "Tell me about the Denver Nuggets." I said, "Baby, I remember they had TR done. They had some guys."
Mm-hmm.
So this one guy walks out here. And he has an ugly jumper. She's like, "Baby." I did not. She said, "Baby, I did not know that was John." I said, "Baby, no, that's Alex English."
Wasn't he in a movie?
He was.
He did a good job in it, too. Like, it was critically acclaimed, right?
I'm going to give you $100 if you can guess the movie that O.J. Simpson played in before he played in all his other movies. I'll give you $100.
The Towering Inferno.
Nope. Before that.
Before that?
Yeah, it was a boxing movie.
Oh, Goldie and the Boxer.
Goldie and the Boxer.
I watched that. That was an NBC Sunday movie of the week.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Even the Mary Lou.
Yeah, the Mary Lou. That's right. And he knocked the dude clean out of the ring.
Yeah, because he'll be getting beat up. And she'll be like, "Give him the Mary Lou." And he'll swing real fast.
Yeah.
Wow. Give him the Mary Lou.
You know, that movie is like White Men Can't Jump. We all knew that Wesley Snipes couldn't play basketball. And we all knew O.J. Simpson couldn't box.
But it was the worst
Goldie
best
and
movie
the
ever in America. Goldie in the Boxer.
There was a little blonde-haired girl, right? And
yes.
And she managed him? Yeah, I remember that.
Give him the Mary Lou. Whoever this producer was like, what are
the
we
Mary
doing
Lou.
Here?
I had forgotten all about that.
Wow.
I'll eat some protein, man.
I'll eat some protein, man. I'll give you $100 worth of protein.
All right, man. Yeah, we got to work out together, man.
No, you're too swole, man. Oh man, you too done up. You throwing up 300. Well, you throwing 400 pounds. I'm trying to just get arm work. I gotta wear a tank top. Nobody gets mad at me when I wear a tank top, but I got to get swole, man.
Chris, you're the best. We love you.
Appreciate
as always.
You.
Thanks
love
for
you,
coming
bro.
On, man.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
All right, Chris Sanders. Nothing more need be said.
Another segment that came and went.
And
with great joy.
Absolutely. We're back after this. Your phone calls, WNSR.
The Tennessee Lottery congratulates this year's graduates from all the colleges and universities across the state. Your achievements set the stage for a brighter tomorrow. We're happy to have helped along the way by raising more than $7 billion for education and funding over 1.9 million scholarships and grants, including Hope Scholarships, Tennessee Promise, and much more. Visit dnlottery.com. to see how our proceeds support successful futures.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field.
Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tomorrow, the Braves head out for a huge division battle on the road in New York as they take on the New York Mets at Citi Field.
Pre-game coverage begins at 5:55 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Got to give a shout out to Kenny the Mailman, friend of show. Sent me a beautiful book, Tales from the New York Giants Sideline, a collection of the greatest Giants stories ever told by Paul Schwartz from the New York Post. He's covered the Giants forever. And forwarded by Wellington Mara, the late, great former wow. owner of the New York Giants. Kenny, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Shout out, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny. Yeah, he hasn't been able to listen because I guess our AM signal's not. We're working on it, yes. Right? All right. Hey, let's go to Kolioka and check in with RD. RD, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, fellas. To my neighbor and fellow ball fan, Kevin up in Muletown, Columbia, thank you for your concern, my friend. We're all good.
Good.
But, brother, I'll tell you what, it got hairy down here.
I can imagine, man.
We had two tornadoes, two separate ones come through.
Geez.
First one was around, we had to utilize our storm cellar twice.
Wow.
First one was around 6 p.m. And then, man, about 3 a.m. this morning, my wife woke me up screaming, get up, there's a tornado passing over us right now.
Oh, my gosh. RD.
Yeah. So we had to rush up and go down and disturb all the spiders and ants in our storm cellar.
Yeah, got to get to your safe place in that situation.
Yeah, but thanks to our maker, we're all doing good. But, man, it got quite hairy down here yesterday. So, once again, we're good, and thanks for everyone's concern.
All right, RD. We'll talk to you soon, okay, buddy?
All right.
Well, good to know that, right?
Absolutely. They are nothing to mess with.
And nope.
really, nothing had seriously affected me kind of tornado and storm-wise until 2020, where where my former school DCA, basically half of it got demolished, and that same tornado, the path was about a mile away from my house. I mean, it was nothing to mess around with. Even though you'd love to have the sleep, I stayed up a little bit later than usual last night.
Oh, I can imagine.
Just kind of making sure I didn't need to put a pot over my head, as my my Grammy and Poppy, they put kitchen pots and pans over their head whenever these storms roll through.
Oh, is that what they did?
They do that every time.
Wow.
Get that in their bathtub.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if you got a storm shelter, you know, make sure it's up to par, because, you know, you never know when you're going to need it, right?
Yep.
We got somebody else on the line?
No one on the line. Do got a text here. Okay. You will be elated to hear this, John. JB fan is texted in.
Oh, I got a JB fan. All
here
right.
We go.
All right.
I guess
hello, this, JB fan.
I guess this is for both of us.
Yeah.
Your favorite Titan of all time.
Why don't you start, since you're the Nashville native and diehard Tennessee Titans fan?
This will maybe be unpopular or won't be said much, but A.J. Brown is my favorite Titan. Guy had swag,
yep.
A legit number one wide receiver, something I'd never seen before in my lifetime here, and they traded him away.
Yeah.
Couldn't even get him to a second contract. So I'm going A.J. Brown. What about you, Joe?
Well,
as a independent,
well, I'm really,
what about your favorite player to cover for the Titans?
Great question. I'll get to that in just a second, but I just want to congratulate you on your personal growth, not still being bitter about the A.J. Brown trade.
Of course.
I say that with tongue firmly in my cheek.
Moved on.
Not even in my brain anymore.
I've taken it out and thrown it away.
Wow, that's a great question, man. I'm inclined to say Kevin Byard, but I'm going to say Delanie Walker.
Yeah, I like Delanie.
The way he came in and just worked and established a different culture, because when he got here, this, as you know, this team, this franchise was circling the drain. You know, bad drafting, bad seasons, a lot of losing. And Walker came in here and said, that's over with. We're establishing a new end. You know, the guy just played his ass off. He played hurt. He was a leader. He took pride in being a leader for this team. You know, Kevin Byard's like right there, but I'm going to say Delanie Walker is my favorite Tennessee Titan since 12 years since I've been here covering the team and, you know, taking a business interest in the team. I got to go with Delanie Walker.
A few things on that. One, a player who a hip drop tackle, which is now banned in the NFL, ended his career in Miami.
Yep.
And two, kind of one of those players, John, where if he was in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, if he was in Green Bay,
Cincinnati
with Aaron Rodgers,
Joe Burrow, right?
I don't know if he'd be a Hall of Famer or not, but he would be more well remembered as one of the great tight ends in this league, because I saw it week in, week out. He was our offense for about 5 years straight.
Yeah,
through the air.
What I dug about him was, like, he bided his time in San Francisco, playing behind Vernon Davis, who at the time was, you know, an all-pro, maybe the best tight end in the NFL. And I remember he said when he got here, he said, I know if a team gives me a chance, I can be a star in this league. And he came in here with the determination of, you know, signed as a free agent. Like, I'm going to be a star. I'm going to be a go-to productive player. And it, like, you know, the physical abilities along with his confidence and mental makeup as a player and as a dude, he's second to none, so I got to go with Delanie Walker.
I never saw him drop a pass. I can't remember one instance where he dropped a pass.
I can.
Okay.
Thursday night against the Steelers.
You know what? I remember that.
It was 16-7 at the time, and the Titans put together a great drive. Marcus, you know, I think they converted a couple third downs. He ran a great – I think they had the ball probably inside the 10 or maybe inside the 15. He ran a beautiful pattern. He was wide open. Marcus laid it right on him, and he just flat out dropped it. And I remember talking to him about afterwards. I said, "What happened?" He said, "That can't happen. I dropped the ball."
Yep.
He's like, "Marcus put it right where it had to be. I flat out dropped it. Didn't make excuses. Owned it." That's what I dug about him.
Type of guy.
Yeah. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Stick around.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. 931-801-5427, and also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Dame Dalla. Nobody was betting on this guy going into the postseason. He just reminded everybody why he needed to bust out of Portland. What he's really in Milwaukee for. Dame's like, Giannis? No Giannis? Psst, please, have some. You know it's a great half when you don't score at all in the second half and you still lead them to an absolute beatdown. Great to see Dame looking like Dame, and I know the Bucks definitely agree because they need him now more than ever.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Fun show today. Go back and listen to our interview with Tim Corbin on SoundCloud. Also, Chris Sanders, kind enough to join us. What do you got going on today? Oh, yeah, you got cake duty. That's very important, man.
Cake duty, if you got bad cake, John, it's really just kicking off the marriage to a bad start. So You're not wrong. I'm putting it upon myself to make the big decisions, to be honest, John. These are what I get paid the big bucks for.
Well, you're the man of the house.
Yes.
You got to make those decisions. No Braves baseball tonight. They're coming off a quick 2-game sweep over the Boston Red Sox. 5-0 in the final last night. Ozuna had a couple of home runs. They open up a series with the Mets coming up this weekend. You can hear all 3 games right here on WNSR. 5:55 pregame tomorrow, 2:55 pregame on Saturday, and 5:55 pregame on Sunday. I believe that's Sunday Night Baseball. The Braves and the Big Apple to take on the Mets, everybody. You're going solo tomorrow. I'm out of pocket. I'm actually going to be heading back to Pittsburgh to MC my old rugby club's 60th anniversary banquet. I'm really looking forward to that. I was asked to come and MC it. It's an honor for me. I played for that club. I played club rugby for, well, I played rugby for 19 years. I played club rugby, I guess, 17 years.
No Chris Rock moments coming your way, hopefully.
I don't think so. Hopefully not. So, yeah, a lot of my old buddies are going to be there, my old teammates. You know, all the OGs are going to be there. And then I was asked to come and MC it. And, you know, I haven't been to Pittsburgh in a while, so yeah. Obviously it'd be good to go there, catch up with some friends. And I'm really looking forward to that. So you'll be Solomon tomorrow, but you'll have a reaction from Brian Callahan. Both coordinators are going to speak today. And Will Levis is scheduled to take to the podium today to meet the media for the first time this offseason.
Yep, I'll have all that sound tomorrow, 9:25. Ryan Callahan, not Brian. We'll get Brian on at some point.
And not Ryan Sandberg either.
Exactly.
It's not Ryan, it's Ryan.
And I reached out to friend of show, Joey Dwyer. He'll come on, talk a little Vandy baseball, some basketball, and we'll later this summer, we're going to get him in studio, John.
Yes,
whenever you
we
pop
are.
Off to
Let's get him in, like the three of us. We'll just chat it up. We'll do the whole 2 hours,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely. So yeah. He said he is down. He's back home. I don't know where he lives, actually, but he's back home right now. But he said, anytime you want me, I will make the trip down.
Yeah, we're going to get him in studio. And so that'll be fun, man. Well, enjoy your cake tasting today.
Thank you. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
And I am that person.
We're actually taping the podcast, myself and Keith Bullock, and special guest producer / co-host, the legendary Damon King, is going to join us this week.
Three segments of all talk headed your way.
Exactly.
Buckle up.
Won't get a word in edgewise, but it'll be fun. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. McFarland's at 2. Jim Rome coming up right now. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.